Look at that. I sorted out the box. They say install coffee machine.
Home skips.
1 star. Fix the radio receiver.
One star. And you just unlocked level 70 something. So guys, Nicole is playing home skips and she's teaching me the inner workings of home skips.
Are you going to download the game?
No, I'm not. I can't download the game. So Nicole, let's go together in 3, 2. It's been long, so let's just say it together.
3, 2, 1. Hey guys, welcome to Zero Expectations.
The podcast.
I had the whole thing planned.
Okay. Just see what you planned.
Hey guys, welcome to Zero Expectation, the only podcast hosted by a former supermodel and a present day YouTube sensation.
With 700 million subscribers.
Obviously, everything is in our dreams. Really true.
No, you don't have to actually do.
Oh my god, it's been so long. It's all been Prince's fault, Sha.
It's not actually my fault. Like, different things happened. We've been busy.
Yeah.
We've been busy.
We've been really busy, working hard.
Getting this bag.
Work as in getting the bag.
Getting no bag.
We secured the bag.
So Nico, what has been going on with your life?
Well, work has been really, really draggy. No production has started yet, so I feel really useless.
You are. Who said that at the background?
You said that.
At the background.
You have a curse. Okay. At in on. You need to sort out your life.
The biggest problem I have is T-H-E-R-E and T-H-E-I-R. I don't know. I've never used T-H-E-I-R before. Every time I see anybody use T-H-E-I-R when we're talking, I'm
there
like...
There is like personalized now. It's for referring to people or something.
Okay. So it's not like...
Like 10. Their house.
I will never use THEIR in my life. I don't know. There are some things I did not just learn when I was growing up. You don't some blame
things,
me.
A lot of things. Whatever. Whatever. Just going to all this.
Okay. So.
Okay. So
you stopped me from what I'm saying.
Sorry,
can you did not say anything.
No, you were about to drag this whole thing.
No, I don't drag things. I was just about to tell you that. Will you blame me or you blame my teacher for not teaching me well?
I blame you because they taught you. Because they also taught me.
They did not teach me. Fool you twice.
You're in class.
One of them. You missed it. So we've been busy.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we've not done this thing. But
and
now,
it's not an excuse, though.
It's no, actually, it's an excuse.
See, I was talking as if we have millions of fans depending on us. No,
normally, we get like 40 listens.
Now, that's a lot of listens.
The last one, we got 5. So
some of them are me.
A lot of people left. But what is going to happen is that the video I'm going to be posting, I'm going to hype this podcast.
Yeah,
go and listen to it.
Yes, and we're going to be opening an Instagram account for Zero Expectations, and we're going to be like, you know, trying to push it on the ground.
That one is going to be on Nicole.
Yeah, but you have to do the graphics. Yeah,
which graphics?
You have to do the thing I'm going to be posting.
No problem.
And then I'm going to be saying things like link in bio.
The link will be in bio now.
Yes.
So recently, a lot of things have been. Why do I keep saying recently?
I don't know. Maybe you tell us what has been happening.
A lot of things have been happening in this Obonge. I hate when they do that thing.
Obonge.
Do you know what? I portrayed myself as this guy that just hates everything.
You hate everything.
And I don't actually hate everything.
You hate everything.
I just locked the screen. So
but I didn't show.
Nico, did you see that spit that came out from your mouth? Sir? If it's me, nice. Please, oh, yeah, twin spit
you're
up and down.
Twin spit.
Eh? Cannibal from where, Nico? You just learn words. You're using it on me. So, first up, Regina Daniels.
Game of Thrones, baby. Game of Thrones.
I hated the last episode. I'm not even going to lie. I hated the last episode. Normally, the episodes have been able to make me feel something. I did not feel anything about the last episode. It was just dark. Everywhere was dark.
No, that's the setting.
And Nico, my screen wasn't the best. I increased the screen.
So you tilted, hated it because tilted, you couldn't see tilted, because the episode was nonsense.
Yeah, no. I tilted
the laptop. As in which one?
I did not even hear anything you said. I just said Anna. So I finished my gist.
Prince, that was the whole aesthetics of the episode.
Black. It's black no aesthetics.
Like Prince. And, okay. Did you see the way they of the Dothraki lights?
No, that one was very funny.
That's like Nepa. Nigeria. Well,
most people listening, the 5 viewers listening, plus me and Nico, 3 viewers
7.
Listening.
Okay, no, hello. Preview.
they probably do not watch Game of Thrones. So let's talk about
something that they've all been seeing.
Because the whole world has been revolved about around this Regina Daniels kind of thing. Because now I'm not a host. I'm now a host. Do you understand? So I just switched from that one to this one.
Regina Daniels is a legend. I am in love with her.
Yes, I'm also in love with her from famous movies like Spider Girl.
Dumebi the Dirty Girl.
Part 2. Regina Daniels was never in Dumebi the Dirty Girl.
Yes, no, because Dumebi went to school.
When? Did she show?
Regina Daniels was a student in school. Her character's name was Onure.
In Dumebi the Dirty Girl?
Yes, no, because
Dumebi the Dirty Girl by Messi Johnson.
Yes, no.
Messi Johnson and that guy that I like.
Kenneth Okoro, your guy, my OG. Yeah, the baby was there now. So is it that one or the baby and Vitaly Cynthia?
Say the baby.
Yeah.
You owe the whole public an apology.
Apologies.
You owe me an apology also.
Screw you, man. Regina Daniels was in it. That's her debut.
Was that a debut? I don't know.
That was her debut.
For me, her debut.
From what I read on the interwebs, that was her debut.
For me, her debut was Spider-Girl. And I was so vexed that
No, it was afterwards.
I did not see her in Endgame. I was waiting.
No, it's for the next one.
I was waiting.
Marvel, they have plans. They have plans.
Look, that saliva just dropped to my mouth again.
Can you stop focusing on my saliva?
Are you seeing how you're shooting?
I have an aim.
If it was me.
To fill that bucket by the end of the podcast.
If it was me, that is problem. Yeah, but like everybody has been on her case because of this whole
marriage. She found love, she got married. You need to secure the bag.
No, I get confused. Like, first of all, I'm in this weird place where I'm like supporting both parties. Mm-hmm. I get frustrated when people think their opinion matters, mm-hmm. except from Zero Expectations, because all our opinion matters. Because we have no opinion. So I mean, this weird place. Mm. Ah, that one was bootleg of saliva. Everything. I'm in this weird place where I'm supporting both the people that are attacking her for marrying a married man.
She's married to a man that already has wives.
Yes.
She's the fourth or fifth wife.
Or sixth. I don't know. I think it was sixth. I
Prince.
So like
a man
like,
is entitled to marry more than one wife.
Do you want your husband to marry more than one wife?
No.
Yeah, count your blessings.
Name the
cut
one,
your
one.
With the materials you have. Don't go
anyhow.
What I'm just trying to say.
I'm just okay, continue.
No talk.
Since
you want to drop your point, you think I will stop. Eh? Yeah, go on, I'm joking.
You can't help who you fall in love with. Unfortunately, fortunately for her.
This is the first time I've seen people use this route for Regina Daniels.
Fortunately for her, she fell in love with a man that already has wives. Like, people marry for different reasons.
Why are you forgetting the fact that he's a billionaire?
Cherry on the cake. Billionaire.
It's not the cherry, it's the whole cake.
Brabus.
The whole cake.
Brabus, nigga. Brabus.
I don't even see. It's the whole, like, I get confused.
The money has nothing to do with it.
Eh? The babe bought like how many cars in the past how many weeks? First of all,
I'm
like,
her financial, if it was her birthday, her anniversary. And everything, all in one day.
So they just bought different cars, all in one
week. Presents.
She has been buying land. There's no problem. But when you buy cars, anyhow, like it's so frustrating. So as I said, I'm in this weird space where I'm supporting.
Money has nothing to do with it.
Don't say that thing.
It's a cherry on the
cake. Because that's what everybody has been talking about. But I'm as I said.
Are you everybody?
I've never commented before.
Exactly.
But as I said, I'm just in this weird space where I'm supporting both parties. I'm also supporting people that are saying, what's your business? If you say she marries someone like Tonto Dike, which we are going to talk about.
When you start having that conversation about King Tonto,
uh-huh.
I'm going to leave this room. So she can know that I was in no way affiliated with this conversation. Prince, she will come for you.
I'm telling you.
She will find out where you live.
I'm not adding any more to it.
No, this is them like, controversy. I do not want to be murdered. That's all. I'd like to leave.
Fun fact, as we're recording this podcast, Nicole,
for our three viewers, listeners.
Nicole is actually warming soup for stew, and she has spoilt it. So at the meantime, she just left. This is to show that there's orderliness in this whole podcast scheme. Oh, there's this rubbish that's been going around. It's called Lumen. It's like crypto. It's not cryptocurrency. Is it cryptocurrency? Because you've been seeing that in 1K, 5K. drop 1,000 naira and drop 5K. But people don't tell you that when you drop the 1,000 naira, you now have to find 5 other people to get your 5K. Do you understand? So it's like this. Have you seen it? There has been memes running rampant on the social media. This is 90210, gist by Prince alone. Now back to Regina Daniels.
I'm not talking about Regina Daniels.
I've noticed it.
She's happy, and that's all that you need. Do you understand? She's happy in her marriage. Or are they married yet? In her engagement.
They've been engaged. The guy don't buy online 5 cars.
Prince, is that what you are after? The money?
Yeah, because that's what she has been flaunting. She hasn't been flaunting the man.
The benefits of being with a very rich person is you get a lot of gifts. The guy will do something, whatever, buy you gifts. You guys go on trips. Is it amazing? Yes. But she's happy.
I listen to a lot of Charlemagne the God. Do you understand?
I love Charlemagne.
You don't know him.
Nope.
But one thing he says is that people, you're allowed to say anything, but people are also allowed to criticize what you say.
Mm-hmm.
She has been portraying the cars as, how she is buying all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
If it's that she kept it a secret, nobody would give two flying fucks. Do you understand? About the issue.
Bleep, bleep.
No, I'm not bleeping now. There's no need.
I've never sworn throughout this whole podcast.
I know.
I need a round of applause.
A round of applause. Everybody listening,
drop it. All them three people.
No, actually, it's going to increase this time.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to do my best to increase the listening.
And I'm gonna really work hard on the Instagram account.
Yeah, maybe probably we'll have like 10 followers in the next 2 months.
Taylor.
Tap on that.
Hey!
Your hand is high.
That was painful.
Your hand is high. Jesus. But another gist.
Mm-hmm.
The king of Toto.
I'm not going to you.
Okay, we're not doing it then.
Nope.
The Avengers, the Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
Thor is my favorite character.
No. Before we even get into the movie itself, because I guess everybody has watched it. If you know,
yeah, like
it,
no spoiler,
you
can, no spoiler.
If you've not watched it, leave.
Your friend, what's her name? Miss Daisy.
No, she watched it yesterday.
Oh, she's okay.
She watched it.
She was like, she hadn't watched it yet.
No, that one is a tozu. She won't even listen to this point. So she's a tozu. this thing, what they call it?
Avengers.
Can you narrate what happened when we wanted to go? We felt like we're in America. So we did one of the dumbest things.
No, because ever. Okay, last week Saturday. We're going to go and watch the Avengers Endgame. Cool story, no problem. Because if we don't watch it and we make mistake and go to our office on Monday, it is the end. Yeah.
Straight
so, yeah. Forget no spoilers. That one is on social media. Where you work, where we work, we have people
that don't do anything.
No. They will watch it. They have their Avengers fans. They will watch it. And we have group sessions. They will talk about it.
Yeah.
And you will hear it. Hence the spoiler. The spoiler. In short, the whole film destroyed for you. So we decided to go on Saturday. And we're like, Avengers is in high demand. Well, no, we were like, I was like, Avengers is in high demand. A lot of people are going to go and watch it.
Someone came up with a very great idea that
that's
we should
me.
Go very
I went
early.
On the online, on the interwebs, via their website. And I checked, what time is this screening? They said 12. I was like, oh, God damn. A lot of people are going to be there. We need to go very early, secure the bag,
yes.
Buy our tickets,
and
secure our seats. Do you understand? This is for me, my two brothers, and my dad. So I was like, okay, yeah, sure,
your
let's go.
Your accent has changed from...
Bro, keep up. Keep up. I evolve. So, and then I was like, okay, sure, let me go and get these tickets. And then Prince was like, oh, yeah, let me come along. I was trying to weave him. I was like, don't go. But he was like, yeah, he wants to go.
Because I saw through our facade.
What facade?
I don't even know.
Whatever. Moving on. So we went very early. I don't know where I read on the online that they open by 9. Apaz, they open by 10.
Please, can you just not say that Apaz? Someone said the Apaz.
Apparently. Caesar. Our pass, they open by.
They say our pass meet apparently.
Our pass, nice.
APPAZ. I never knew.
Our pass, they open by 10. So we got there by 9, you know, dutiful. I went there, the workers were sleeping on benches. I was just like, excuse me, are they not screening Avengers? Where's the queue? I planned this queue.
We're the first to be there.
We're the first to get there. So we went to this other place, sat down, chilled, and waited. By chill, I mean sleep. And by sleep, I mean me.
She slept.
Prince was awake. So, when it was 10.
No, you've not even spoken about your body. Nicole went to his, no, I told her to go to his store. I just wanted to get like a waist clean chat.
No, I will not go to the store. They were doing this ad or whatever. They had this promo.
Yes, and one fine lady like this just came. I was looking at a fine lady. I was like,
cute.
We have to go, but it's makeup. Hey,
it's not makeup. Makeup. That girl is fine.
Nicole, the layers. Prince. They slapped the girl now. That still, you go hit first. Bye.
Don't say that. That's mean.
That is not mean. Is it cute?
With or without the makeup, she was very pretty.
What complexion was that?
She's.
Lost in transit. Did you see how white her face was? No, but she was fine. But it was evident that the makeup was strong. Was
what do you mean by makeup was strong?
Was thick. If rain fall now, I heard you be yank bang bang bang. What's happening? Is what I was talking.
I shouldn't even be laughing. That is a very mean thing for you.
Bang 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 bang
bang bang bang.
You know, like the rain is hitting her face. Bang bang bang. Iron Man is. Endgame is in real life now. That's what to be happy. So
I shouldn't be laughing. This is so feminism, babe. Feminism.
Feminism doesn't mean makeup.
Whatever.
You see, lost in transit. Apas. You people don't know what you are.
Apas, you're mean.
Apas, you people don't know what you are fighting for.
So
Shasha, she almost bought waist clincher.
I bought, like, technically I bought because I kept the deposit. I even took a picture. So that bitch can be like, oh man, we don't recognize you. I'm like, recognize this. I paid half of the money.
Apparently,
you can't come and tell me, oh, well, you know, the promo has ended. You told me, I should have taken a recording of that chick. You told me that if I pay half the price during the promo period, when I come back with the balance, I can pay as per the promo price. If I go there and they be like, oh man, the promo is done, so it's 30 something K. We will die there because I'm never taking my money back. You will give me the waist trainer.
I'm not willing to fight with you, Steph. The waist clean shirt was, you know how to say tight.
Oh well, I was cinched. Body magic.
What is with this clapping?
I'm trying to pass across a point. That team held me in some places.
End game was nice.
Yes. We got the ticket. I was so disappointed because
of the cute cinema was, oh my goodness, fit to screen. See, never watch any big movie in the cinemas except you're watching it in IMAX. Never in your life. These people, you saw that they were using VLC. You see. I the music videos because we're playing from the laptop. But you don't need to the audience.
How do they give it to them? Disc.
I don't even know.
Flash drive.
I don't even know.
Hard drive.
I'm telling you, see, I rather watch.
So they have this big screen and the movie is in the middle.
The movie was in the middle and there was so much space. I could play ball with the remaining space.
Just fits to screen.
It was bad. It was bad. See, I'm telling you, I rather watch. I'm not lying. I rather watch someone use his phone and record that screen like that than another person use his phone to record that guy's phone that was recording the screen. I rather watch it in my home than I have watched it there, but it was good. But I rather watch it that way because the quality was not different. It was bad, but it was nice. But it was bad. IMAX is the way, man. If you ain't watching it in IMAX, you ain't watching it anywhere.
So
this video was sponsored by IMAX.
No, it was not.
I wish it was. Because I did not call names now of the other place we watch it. Silverbed Cinema, damn you all.
Yeah.
Sponsored by IMAX. Sue me, man. Sue me, man.
Be specific. You need to say your name before they come for our family.
Sue me, man. Nicole of Webu. Sue me. So, I guess we're talking for a very long time. Let me check how long it has been. Oh, 19 minutes. What?
Wow.
We could hardly do 10 minutes then.
That's a record, yo.
I'm not clapping your hand.
Damn you, bitch.
So I think that's it now. Oh, yeah. I'm actually going to be posting a video. Depending on when this thing comes out. When is it coming out? Monday. It's going to come out Monday. So I'll be posting my video on Tuesday. probably Monday or Tuesday, because it's going to take a very long time for me to edit it.
Oh yeah, talk to them about Men's Club.
After my edit, oh no. Do you guys just have to wait for my review to see?
Oh, shade!
Or maybe you watch the review and you are coming here to listen to this one. So there's no need for me to talk about it, because you guys we have to connect it. Do you understand? Yeah. This video was sponsored by IMAX Cinema.
No, it wasn't.
The best brand for cinemas. And till next time.
What do you like about the IMAX, Prince?
I don't know. It's just curvy and big. I've never watched any movie from there before. I just saw Glimpse one time. They were doing one premiere. They just opened the door. I was like, but I can't
thank you. Okay, thank you so much, guys, for listening to us.
Talk.
Thank you so much, guys, for listening to us. Don't do it.
I know.
Don't
do it. I know. Don't do it. Talk. <man. laughs> Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you so much, guys, for listening to us.
Who's going to end this one now?
Oh, yeah,
no. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to us. Guys, we love you guys.
Thank you so much for listening to us. You will go to hell.
We'll catch ourselves on the next one.
We'll catch ourselves on the next one. Don't talk about this. It's you.
Stay.
Okay, it's full.
I'll say. Okay, bye.
Bye.